Star 102, Cleveland's official Christmas music station, playing Legos in the morning. I love this.
Best day ever.
Absolutely. Jason, Jane, and also who else is joining us in the studio?
Tina.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Good, doing well, doing well. So you are the creators of the Christmas Story Lego House. I remember we talked about this happening. It was a couple of years ago. It was the Lego House, right? Tell us what happened in that. I thought it was awesome. I remember where you needed 10,000 votes. We certainly voted on it. And make sure you get right up to the microphone there so we can
absolutely.
Hear you. So what happened that time?
So, you're exactly right. 2016, we submitted the full Christmas Story House. It made it all the way to the 10,000 votes that it needed on Lego Ideas. But unfortunately, we think it was a little bit too big. We went back and kind of looked at what typical Lego Ideas sets they choose. So
we got the votes, but it didn't go through the Lego.
Lego didn't approve it.
That's right. It didn't make it all the way through the Lego review process.
What do they know? I'm
kidding. Yeah.
All right, fine.
The good news is they do encourage resubmission.
Do they give you feedback like, hey, try this, it might work?
They actually do not. They actually make it a point that they will not give you feedback because they could have confidential reasons why they don't do it.
Okay.
So they say since they can't give everybody feedback, they don't give anybody feedback. So we just kind of did our own math and said, okay, well, you know, this is – our house was over 2,000 pieces, right?
Okay.
And typically their Lego idea sets are closer to 700 to 800 pieces. So what we did is we went back to the drawing board. And we revamped the set completely. We made it essentially the first floor of the house with all the same detail that you saw in the original house. We added the family car with the Christmas tree on the top.
So cool.
Trunk that opens up with the tire in the back.
You just showed us that off the air, too. That was so cool that it opens up the trunk. So then how many pieces is this, then, if you were trying to whittle that down from 2,000?
This is just about 800 pieces.
Okay, so about 800.
A little bit under.
Less than half. Yeah,
yep.
Nice.
And we also added the flagpole scene.
So if this became a set, the flagpole scene would go with it.
That's the idea. The proposal is the flagpole scene, the car, and the first floor of the house with, you know, the bunny costume, the turkey.
The turkey, yeah.
The
everything.
Leg lamp, of course.
I think one of the really cool things to talk about is you didn't make any new Legos. You took all existing Lego pieces, right?
It's exactly right. Every single piece is from some other set. So that was the toughest part. It actually didn't take as long as you would think kind of designing it.
Looking at it in front of us, I would think that it took a while to design. It looks so fantastic. Like every detail you thought of, right?
It's funny. It just kind of, when you start it, it just starts coming together.
Even the fragile.
Yes.
We were talking about that up there. Like even that,
we
managed to find from a different
set. We actually found a piece that said fragile. So that's when we said, okay, maybe this is fate, right?
Right.
We have a bunny, you know, the bunny ears are actually a real Lego piece. You know, if you look at Randy, who can't put his arms down, he has like a ninja mask.
So good.
To represent
to represent the scarf and everything. Space. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I feel like with the amount of Legos in my basement, I could probably create something. Are you a Lego hoarder, or did you go buy all of these?
So when I was a kid, I have all my old ones from when I was a
kid. Oh, you do? Okay. So you were able to.
But they're all.
Your wife says you're a hoarder.
They're all put together. I actually didn't use those.
Okay. Right?
Those are all already put together. Uh-huh. And I had them in boxes for 20 years. And then Jane started kind of getting into Lego. So, you know, I always built them exactly like the kit, the instructions. As a kid, I never built them on my own. She started getting into it. And I'm like, you know, let's see if we can build our own stuff.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of snowballed. And we found that there's this whole process for submitting ideas to Lego. We said, let's give it a shot, and thought nothing better than A Christmas Story. Everybody loves A Christmas Story.
So how can we vote now? I know you've been through this process before, but people that want to do that, of course, we'll put all the links online. But how do we vote this rendition through, or to get to the 10,000 votes, if that's what you're looking for?
I'm glad you're asking, because that's really the only way we can make it happen.
Okay.
Right? And this time around, we tried to make the link easier to remember. So we created like a shortcut to it. So it'll take you right to the Lego Ideas site.
Okay.
It's bit.ly/tripledogdare.
Nice.
So, that's good.
So bit.ly/tripledogdare. That'll take you right to the Lego site. They will ask you to log in so people can't vote more than once on the same project. But it's easy. You know, it just takes a couple minutes.
Yeah.
And if people want this to happen, that's the way we make it happen.
Well, you certainly have our vote. I can tell you that.
Absolutely.
We'll take it.
Okay, good.
We have several
awesome.
Computers in here. We yeah. can go.
We'll be logging on.
Try different ones. Well, thanks for coming in. We know it's early, and we're gonna take all the pictures. We're going to get the link up there. We're going to get everybody to vote. And, you know, what a great job, by the way, of saying, okay, well, this didn't work. Maybe 2000 was too many. Recreate, you know, reinventing that. And this is perfect. This is perfect. So.
Yep.
Great. Well, thank you guys very much.
Thanks
appreciate
so much.
That. As I mentioned, all the info we'll get on the Jen and Tim Show page at Christmas102.com. All right, let's play with some Legos off air.